next question. I think Nancy starts this time. The question is, what can we do to improve the protection of Ann Arbor's streams and watersheds?
Well, I think certainly development is one of the things that we can do. We can watch how close they get and what happens to our wetlands or you know, that is definitely one thing. And I think that also we have been looking a little bit more at our streams, and we could use a full study to know where the rain beds are, and when there is runoff, where is it going, and how quickly is it going? So we have rain gardens. We're starting with that, and I think that's anything that will slow down the storm water and let it percolate through will help. And so I think we can have more rain beds, and we can have less fertilizer, and talk to the community about it, and that might help.
Thank you.
The health of our water quality, we drink our river water. This is something that should be personal to all of us, and I'm very committed to looking at this issue. We have a long-term issue that's being fought with the Gelman folks over the history of that pollution out west of the city. That is something that we all have to lobby the state for, more stringent standards. But day-to-day, it's so great that, you know, our city procedures look very closely. I think we have very aggressive water quality measures in the city. All new development basically improves the water quality of our streams and rivers. They're especially redeveloping sites. Most of the sites that you see in the commercial corridors built in the 60s or 70s, all of that runoff with all the pollution from the cars goes straight into the stormwater system. Whenever there's a change to a site, they have to bring that up to code, and all of that is held on site and cleaned before it leaves the site. So this is, for the most part, when there's impervious surface constructed now, it actually improves our water quality. I think there's a lot of opportunities we can take advantage of now. I mean, I've got rain barrels. Many people want to get them. I think that's a nice first step into doing more heavy-duty things like voluntary rain gardens and other ways we can contribute to our water quality.